Hello, friends, and welcome. Tonight's sermon is entitled The Love of Bob. The Love of Bob. That's L-U-V-U-S-O-B. And I mean by that the greatest of all love. I'm not talking about that love you see on TV or in the movies or read about in the back section of the magazine rack. I'm not talking about sex. If you don't already know about sex, you're in the wrong church, friend. Go to one of them non-industrial churches if you're afraid of sex. They'll just fuck with your mind. Everyone here should be experts in intercourse. But we don't want your mind, friends. Here at the Church of the Subgenius, our hands are big enough as it is. No, what we want is your money. And we don't want your money for ourselves. No, no, no. We want it so that you won't. That's right, friends. There's nothing wrong with having money. J.R. Bob Dobbs' very own words said, in money we trust. No, friends, the problem is wanting money. Like the good bookie says, the love of money is the root to all slacklessness. See, a lot of folks think the saying is, money is the root. But that's just disinformation, friends, put out by the conspiracy in order to confuse you. It's the love of money that loses you slack. And believe me, if there's one subject in the conspiracy wants to confuse you with, it's the desire for money. Because it's that desire for cash that fuels the conspiracy and enslaves 99.9% of the human race. And yes, even a few unwary subgenies. You get so wrapped up chasing those pieces of paper around that you're too busy to see. The conspiracy has got you wrapped around its little finger, heart, body, and soul. You're so busy working for money that you forgot money is supposed to work for you. And that's the good news, friends. There is a way out of the rat race through the conspiracy money maze. There is a key. There is an answer. And J.R. Bob Dobbs has often thought aloud, life is a game. And you can play by their rules or you can play by your own rules. But if you play by your own rules, friends, you can always get away with cheating. That's right. See, the conspiracy has got you going around that monopoly board, friends, in circles. Hoping to pass go and collect that lousy $200. You're just trying to last until the end of the week, friend. Trying to collect that chintzy little ass paycheck. Praying all the while not to land on someone else's property, especially if they have hotels. Yes, sir. After that happens a few times, it's game over now, isn't it? That's because they've got you playing by their rules. But why not make up a few of your own rules, friend? It's only fair. Why should the conspiracy get to monopolize all the laws? It's supposed to be a democracy. Hell, you already got free parking now, friends. What does that tell you? And we know how good it feels to land on that free parking now, don't we? And you collect that big pot of money in the middle. Yes, sirree. But do you think they, the conspiracy, would let you enjoy that little bit of slack deliberately? Hell no! It was J.R. Bob Dobbs' idea. And it pissed them off so much that they expressly forbid the practice in their rule book. I kid you not. Look it up if you doubt it. You know what they, the conspiracy, say should happen when you land on free parking? Nothing. Nothing at all. That's right. It's just supposed to be free parking. Like a day of rest, Sunday, to pacify you. So you'll calm down and then go around the board for another week and put up with the conspiracy bullshit. Well, friends, that's not good enough now, is it? Hell no. That's not how Bob Dobbs plays the game. And that's not how you have to play it either. But some of you out there are probably wondering, and you're thinking aloud, Father Joe Mama, how come Bob's changed that rule for us, but he hasn't changed the other rules? Well, friends, I'm glad you asked that. Because Bob wants you to think for yourself. He doesn't want to rule your lives, but he doesn't want the conspiracy to rule it either. He wants you to rule your own life. And that's why he's giving you a hand instead of a hand out. Like Bob Dobbs said many a time, you can lead a man to slack, but you can't make him use it. He doesn't want to lease you slack. He wants you to own your very own. The next rule to break is up to you. Imagine the possibilities. Why not agree that when you land on someone else's property, you give each other slack? No fees, no fines, just good neighborly hospitality. Or better yet, make the state pay the fee and abolish taxes while you're at it. You can do it, friends. You make the rules. Remember free parking? The possibilities are endless. Now, instead of dreading going around the block, you're actually looking forward to it. Now you're having fun with the game instead of the game having fun with you. Now instead of minding the masters, you become master of your own mind. Now instead of being a board player, you're chairman of the board. Now every time is your move. Now you're using the money instead of the money using you. Bob turned around all this a long, long time ago, friends. He also learned that it takes money to make money. That's exactly what he wants to do now. Take your money so that you can make more. Show the conspiracy that they no longer have charge of your charge card. Take it out. Take it out of your wallet right now and cut it in half. Send it to us, friends. Be sure to include both halves. And also avoid cutting it vertically there. You don't want to damage the magnetic stripe. We'll burn that sucker for you. I promise. Or better yet, just send us cold hard cash or signed checks. We'll even fill them out for you. Hell, we don't care about the money. You think we'd be the first church to pay taxes if we cared about money? No. We only want to show the conspiracy you don't care about money. In fact, I'll personally make sure that money is not spent on anything tangible. That number is on your screen. Send that money in and praise Bob. Amen.